I've been shamed into coming up here with this story, and it's really not a funny story, and it is an accident story. And I have spent the last 35 years of my life litigating accidents and whether there's insurance coverage for accidents and why and where and how and what. And this was the worst story that I ever experienced as far as an accident is concerned. And it happened not far from here, about 15 miles to our north in Baltimore County. And there's a company that makes or used to make munitions out there and other weapons. And they obviously needed to use a lot of industrial equipment. So about 25 years ago, they had a man lift out there. And for those of you who don't know, a man lift is what you've seen people working on telephone lines from. It's like a cart with almost like an elevated place to stand, and it's about 10 or 15 feet above the cart. And it's taken up to wherever you want the cart to be, and you can usually manipulate the cart from above. So you've got a small car, if you will, or a small vehicle down below, and then you've got the cart up above, and it's called a man lift because it lifts the man up into the up in the cart, and he can do work up about 15 to 40 feet above the ground. And often there are controls up where the person, where the man is, and he can actually manipulate where he's going. And he can make the vehicle below him move forwards and backwards. And a company whose name I will not use, although I would like to use it, had manufactured this man lift. And they'd manufactured it in a way that the man would go up. He would actually operate how the vehicle moved from below. And he could also move himself around from the top. And if he moved himself around from the top into a reverse position and then tried to move forward, he was doing something that perhaps the manufacturer really hadn't thought through. And so this gentleman is working up at the top of the cart, and he manipulates the machine around into a reverse position and starts to move in reverse. And he is thrown out of the machine and falls to the ground, and he is killed. So the manufacturer, not recognizing that the air is human and perhaps there was a design defect in this piece of equipment, insisted that they should continue to use it out at this company. They had a couple of them out there, and that it was safe. And so, fortunately, someone much wiser than me, my father, who had actually leased this particular piece of equipment to the company out there, said, nobody's using this thing anymore till we figure out what's going on. Unfortunately, in any large industrial situation, you've got people who have to figure out why the accident happened. What made the accident happen? So this particular company has an accident reconstruction guy. That's what he does. And he has a wife, and he has two children, and he goes up in the cart a week later, and there's a video camera, and he repeats exactly what the first guy did, and he is thrown up in the air, and he crashes down in the cart, the top of the cart, on his chest, and shatters his chest, and is killed. So I could have told my screaming yellow Zonkers story or all kinds of other stories, but sometimes accidents aren't funny, and that's one of them. So